This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Worldwide on this Friday, the 29th day of January 2016. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We have Ja'Kari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo coming in a couple segments to break down the incredible Republican debate and how Donald Trump dominated it. Even mainstream media, even Reuters said, took over, had more viewers in the total aggregate than Fox. And we're going to, of course, find out coming up here in a few days with the Iowa caucus just 3 days out exactly who the winner is going to be, unless Microsoft, that Bernie Sanders is even warned of, basically manipulates the findings. And if you don't think Microsoft isn't above that, they are involved in heavy covert operations. We have the author of the U.S.-UN ratified biological weapons treaty joining us today. He's very bold. He's a top professor. He went through the same PhD program at Harvard as Kissinger, that only one person goes through a year to be tutored for the elite position, and basically did not join them at that point. And that, of course, is Professor Dr. Francis Boyle. He believes Zika is a race-specific, basically, bioweapon to target Latin America. And the fact that it's leaning towards race-specific doesn't mean it won't hit other groups, but it's tailored for that, like HIV with blacks. This is a big deal, and it's amazing that the Gates have been heavily engineering mosquitoes. They're involved in the secret weather modification program. It's admitted that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation heads up the Department of Energy's secret program. That's even the mainstream news. They just won't tell us what they're doing. Well, we've reverse engineered that, and it is bad news. And, you know, these subjects get so serious. We're going to break down Trump. We're going to break down the election. We're going to break down geopolitics. It's a huge news day, obviously. But that said, Buckley, my cousin, who 23 years ago helped me start InfoWars. That was a good 4 years before I came up with the name InfoWars. I've been on air about a year and a half before I came up with that term. Right out of high school. He's the same age as I, and he was in RTF before I was, going to Southwest Texas at the time. It has a new name. And he helped me, you know, launch what became InfoWars, and then worked at InfoWars the first few years that it was launched after that, until he went on to work for national television stations and around the country. But the reason I raise the point of Buckley is he's always telling me, hey, you don't need to be on air too much. Because you're pure, you're focused, you're, you know, a knight in shining armor, you know, when you care about liberty and freedom. But when you cover this much negativity, I've watched you over the years, after you work 4 or 5 hours on air, you know, then you start getting real sarcastic, you start getting real aggressive, because it's very stressful and you've got to have gallows humor. And he is absolutely right about that. And that's why so many times I quit doing the fourth hour. Years ago, and then I have other folks do it, is because by then I get fatigued mentally, and then my higher purpose really isn't there, and then the racy jokes start, and the aggressive mean statements begin. And I just want to say Ja'Kari and Leanne did a great job with debate coverage last night. It was different feeds, live feeds, mixing it all together. It kind of turned, though, into me just being aggressive and making insulting statements about the mainstream media. Because I'm so sick of them, and I'm in a lot of pain, folks. I mean, these people really make me angry, okay? And I know they're the enemy, and I'm sick of them, and I don't mean to get nasty. And a lot of folks liked it. Some people didn't. I don't like it. Okay, so I'm going to commit here, and I'm going to work as hard as I can. The problem is being so real. I mean, I'm really real, folks. Is that I need to – I'm not – it's a family show, and I did some mild stuff that wasn't nice, calling Megyn Kelly names and, you know, doing things like that. That aren't becoming of the political and geopolitical and cultural power that we have. And so I'm just saying that right here. It's true. I mean, I really shouldn't be on air more than 3 hours a day. Because after that, because my brain speeds up, I get really focused. After about 3 hours, it just goes downhill. You know, that's why when I do Coast to Coast AM, I do a pretty good job. Is I go home, go to sleep at about 9 o'clock, get up, you know, at about 11:30, and then it's like a fresh day, and I do a good cogent job. The few times I don't take a nap and go on Coast to Coast, it's not good.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. Been around for a long, long year. So many men's souls to waste.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we broadcast worldwide in radio / television. We return weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. We covered the Trump event last night with our own live feed there. We monitored CNN's coverage of Trump, and then we also carried pieces of the Republican debate that was so boring we didn't even play much of it when it was live. It was just, seemed to be Governor Kasich half the time, or Chris Christie. Up there, and we know these guys' backgrounds. These are not real libertarians or conservatives. Rand Paul, I think, won the Republican debate. I got up early this morning and watched a bunch of the highlights of it, and a lot of even mainliners said they thought that Rand Paul did the best. I thought he was very presidential, extremely informed on the subjects, and also more aggressive. So here is to Rand Paul. And again, I wish he could be president. I hope he can spring back to the front. I am hoping for that, but if not, I know Donald Trump can destroy Hillary Clinton. Here's the issue. The system knows that, and that's why they're looking at indicting her. I have said in the last few months we could be seeing the fall of Hillary Clinton, but she's got all the blackmail data. But now they are looking at hitting the button. She's in the airlock and shooting her into space with the FBI going public if the Justice Department does not indict her or does not call for an indictment. So this is a very, very, very critical time, obviously, because there's different power structures battling for control, and they could pull anything at this time. And there's foreign governments using blackmail material on a lot of these people. There's just incredible cloak and dagger, unbelievable subterfuge that is going on here. So we're going to be breaking that down today. We have one of the top biological weapons experts when it comes to tracing where they come from. The man who authored, he's a doctor, also a lawyer, will be joining us, Dr. Francis Boyle, who authored the U.S. version of the Biological Weapons Convention that was adopted by the United Nations and then ratified by the rest of the planet. And he believes that Zika is a biological weapon and that it's transferred by sex and saliva and is now spreading to hundreds of thousands of people. So, of course, they're telling us, no big deal, don't worry. If it's something like SARS and has killed three or four people, they just use it as a big drill to take rights and, you know, check people at airports and practice martial law. But if it's real, they just play it down. I remember 2 years ago, when I lost three family members in 2 months to a mystery illness that killed tens of thousands in East Texas and South Texas alone. It was in other areas, but it would only be in local news. The hospitals had never been fuller. The funeral homes couldn't even handle all the burials and cremations. I was so shell-shocked at visiting people at the hospitals who were dying that I would go back and go on air and talk about it, but I should have done big investigative reports. And that's how you know something's really bad, is when they tell you everything's fine. You know, Ebola's still spreading in Africa. There's been Ebola cases here and in Europe. They just cover them up very quickly. They basically declared civil emergency to do that. And then you saw different governors and emergency managers come out and say, we got hospitals with folks locked up in them here in New Jersey, you know, here in Texas, and we don't know what's going on. Well, they're using the drug-resistant TB and the Ebola and all these other emerging, and black plague is popping up all the time now, bubonic plague. And then you ask yourself, why are they bringing this all in? Why are they... Well, it's a larger plan to test least or less lethal bioweapons to see the response, to titrate the dose, to build up the ambient background of the death until people just incrementally accept that one in 20-something thousand gets autism 30 years ago. Now it's one in 58. Maybe one in a million kids in the 50s and 60s would get cancer. Now it's one out of 30-something. I mean, the numbers are just staggering, and they just normalize it with all these fundraisers. Oh, everybody's dying of cancer. Everybody's sick. Raise money. Find a cure. Find a cure. Never asking, why is breast cancer skyrocketing? Why is brain cancer skyrocketing? Why are there all these new, hundreds of new leukemias, cancers of the blood? Hundreds and hundreds of other new cancers. And then you can go into the medical literature. And they knew by the 20s that most cancer is viral. And they have been testing and developing. It's been declassified by the 60s. They had weaponized cancer. This is what was being studied and what JFK was looking into down in New Orleans. Lee Harvey Oswald, all of it. I mean, that's in the movie JFK, the weaponized cancer. You know, I only spent a few minutes on it, but that's what was going on. They had cancers that you could blow in somebody's face virally with live virus or inject in someone that kills you within a week to 2 weeks. That was in the 60s. We're not in Kansas anymore. They can load mosquitoes up with cancer, you name it, and it's bye-bye. But so that it's not too noticeable, they've developed cancers that trigger within a few years and in bed. And then when you're, this is what happens. Your body gets overwhelmed by the GMO crops, the fluoride, the aluminum in the sky, in the atmosphere, hundreds and hundreds of weird chemicals, and then suddenly you can't handle all the normal plant pollen. I mean, my mother never had allergies the last 10 years. Her mother, you know, grew up in Austin. My grandmother, 90 years old. And she never had allergies until a few years ago. And it's because your body's getting overwhelmed. Then you take things to suppress your immune system because of all the allergies. This is mainline medical science. And then your body doesn't kill the cancer that most people get every day when you're over 40. All the replication failures, all the malfunctions going on in the cells. And there's viruses plugged in with RNA shooting it in that have been floating around in your body for decades. And then you're creating more and more cancer, and your body's fighting it all the time. And finally, your body just goes, I'm done. And it goes, replicates. You come in, they diagnose you. They suck all the money out of you. Maybe you live, maybe you don't. It's an economy designed to take everything you develop and all of your wealth, and then you're going to be medically imprisoned in a slave system where they're going to roll out the more advanced technologies that if you're an insider, okay, we'll keep you alive. One thing they would do by World War I was spies, if they weren't sure about them and thought they might be a double agent, they would give them a poison that would be slow acting and kill you within about 2 weeks. And so you had to go carry out the assassination, the mission, whatever it was, and you couldn't figure out, even with apothecaries, what the cure was of the obscure poison, so you'd come back to them. You'd go kill the person or carry out the dangerous mission to come back, and then they'd give you the cure. Well, this is a more advanced example. And to use a sci-fi example, Escape from New York, Snake Plissken. You know, Green Beret, they grab criminal Green Beret, and they make him go in and, you know, carry out all these operations, and they put explosive charges in his arteries, in his neck, to where if he doesn't get back and they don't neutralize him with a microwave, that it's going to kill him. Well, by the way, you just don't think that's just in that movie, do you? See, I've talked to people high up, and they say, no, well, they actually have that, and they've been doing that since the 60s again. Little explosives that are magnetically charged where they can demagnetize them. But people could figure that out, so they've got them that are a microwave frequency that dissolves the detonators in them. But what they would really do is go in a quick surgery and put an explosive next to your heart, which, again, you see mirrored in movies like Dune. That's not in the book, but we have the heart plug. So, see, they just throw all this in your face, folks. And they think it's real funny. And I'm sitting here watching it. I know it. I have all these experts on. This is the author of the Worldwide Biological Weapons Treaty coming on to say Zika is a bioweapon. Oh, now it's not as fun to talk about Trump and the whole fight and Megyn Kelly and all the rest of it. That's why I like to screw around sometimes with gallows humor and, you know, make silly jokes and things. It's because basically, I'm cracking up when I'm doing that. And I don't mean cracking up like I'm going to fall down or, you know, be sent to the loony bin. It's just at a certain point, I get why people punch out of this. I get why people don't want to admit this. I get why people don't want to face reality, because it's crazy, folks. And whether you are black, white, Hispanic, Asian, most people nowadays are marrying each other, mixed. We're just humans. Where you're from, whatever. The globalists are waging a covert war against us, and what we know, what's declassified, what's confirmed, is so horrible that I just can't even imagine the next phase and what we haven't been able to document, but I can extrapolate out very easily, and it is wild. Now, the way a lot of these tailored viruses that they had by the 60s, declassified some of the details in the 70s and some of the church hearings and others, is that they also have viruses that go in and replicate in key cell areas that they're attracted to, that they're able to operate in, and then they create a plaque, and they sit there. And then, because they've been bred and prepared and mutated to where they aren't able to replicate until hormone levels go down. So it's a built-in Logan's Run program. And And then once your hormone levels lower to a certain point, that's when you retire, you know, 65. That's where everybody at, you know, 65, knows everybody at 65 dying and getting cancer or whatever. All of a sudden, mortality rates are skyrocketing. It's because it's time delayed. It's time delayed. And then the virus is released. They bloom. Your body gives up. You get cancer. You die.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop! Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You see, the establishment are eugenicists, and they want to test medical treatments on the population and then use the stuff that works for themselves in a breakaway civilization, while using the rest of the faulty treatments to transfer our wealth to themselves. Always promising a cure, never asking why as soon as they took over the medical system in the last 60 years, all these new hells began to develop and be deployed. And a lot of it is the toxic environment and man-made stuff that isn't the establishment. But you can directly go into mainline literature, books written by the White House science czar, you know, the list goes on and on, where they admit all of this. It is very diabolical. And it comes down to this. Instead of fighting evil and fighting death and fighting corruption, they decided to join with it and surf it, to ride it, and in many cases exacerbate it and make it worse. How many former CIA people do I have on, and Congress people and others? I had Ron Paul on your show, and he goes, yes, it's true. The government and the elites do everything they can to do the most evil policy with the most destructiveness on purpose, because they then orchestrate a solution that gives them more power. And then there's no memory in the public, like goldfish, or like that fish from Finding Nemo that, you know, doesn't remember who they are every 10 seconds. That species of fish actually does do that every 20 seconds or so. I forget which species. Which one is it? Yeah, blue tang. I mean, we're not blue tangs, folks, okay? And memory is pretty much everything. And the willingness to face what's happened in our memory. And they're only getting away with all of this because people don't remember. And everything they're gearing is about lowering attention spans, lowering people's will to fight, lowering the population's will to thrive, will to survive, telling people, put your baby in a crib, don't give it your own milk. You know, children on average have 20 plus or lower IQs when they're not held at least 2 or 3 hours a day. I mean, you know, in every human community, babies were in sacks on their mothers or on their father's backs. IQs, immunity, everything, it just explodes. I mean, that's the one thing I had going for me, even though I grew up in a toxic environment in Dallas, is that, man, I was always with my mother. And when my dad was home the first 3 or 4 years, I was always on his back. When he was fixing a toilet or going up on the roof or working on a car, I was a monkey on his back. And I still have my first memories being 1.5 or so, thinking, I love this creature. It takes care of me. It's sweet. What happens if something happens to it? It's doing this. It's doing that. And that's why all the astronauts, basically all of them, have been firstborn. Same thing in Russia. That's why in the military, almost all the leaders are firstborn. That's why in the Bible they said you give your land to your firstborn. It's not the second or third or fourth born is bad. They watch other kids and learn from them how to act like kids, how to end fight, how to have arrested development. And now we put big, giant groups of kids together in schools. No one in any society stuck their children with other people's children. They stuck them with men and women and trainers and apprentices. They would treat three-year-olds like little men, and by the time they were 10 years old, they were killing people in sword fights. You look at 25-year-old men now, they're not men. I'm not saying I'm some great man, but my dad was right there with his mother and his dad. And the same thing before that. And so I was watching adults. I was sitting there listening to my political scientist mother and my doctor father. I was there with him reading a book, you know, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, and reading passages to me when I was 2. Imagine. That's why I can't even communicate with the general public. I'm not even that smart compared to somebody like Thomas Jefferson. But the mental midgets they're creating don't even know they're being murdered and killed. And if you can even talk to them, they don't even understand it. So you think about that. Firstborns are raised by adults and are more mature on average. And it's just a fact. Now, you don't hold your baby. You don't spend time with your baby. They're going to be a follower moron, and they're going to be unhealthy, and they're being primed for death. And look, it's not your fault. I get it. They set the society up where there is no home, where both people have to work, so you don't have kids. Good. That's even better for them. But if you do have kids, they got to jack them full of mercury and lead and arsenic and fluoride and GMO and baby formula that's, you know, 60% high fructose corn syrup, and then you wonder why you talk to full-grown adults, and they're like five-year-old morons. It's because they've been soft-killed, period. And I mentioned this. You're talking to Boyle yesterday. Now it's come out in the news. Oh, Zika virus transmitted through sex now. Oh, it's not just from the mosquitoes, see? Oh, and it deforms your baby. So don't have sex, and now they're getting ready to declare martial law in these countries that were about to overthrow their own governments. That's in Reuters as well. See, oh, isn't it? And this is just a test virus to get us all in line. You know, Bill and Melinda Gates spent billions researching delivering things through mosquitoes forcefully. Remember when he released the mosquitoes in that public area?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, there's a non-prescription formula that guys are racing to try. Peak Life Prostate. It's already taken Vitamin Shoppe by storm. But today, for the small cost of shipping and handling, you can try a free supply by calling the manufacturer directly. Peak Life Prostate does what too many brands can't. It reduces urges to urinate. It reduces waking at night to go, and it promotes a normal prostate size. If you dread long car rides because of urges to go, if you haven't had a full night's sleep in years, or if your romantic life is suffering because you're too tired for intimacy, then call now, because you can try a free supply of Peak Life Prostate. For details, call 1-800-935-6435. 1-800-935-6435. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-935-6435. 1-800-935-6435.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
A dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take your children and yourself and hide out in the cellar.
The fighting.
Right now the fighting will be close at hand.
The fighting is covert. The fighting is through propaganda and through hidden ingredients in the food and the water, the GMO, just like the hidden Trojan horses. Inside all of the electronics, inside of all the cars made in the last 10 years, all the motorcycles, all the washing machines, all the dishwashers. Remember Petraeus when he was CIA director? 5 years ago. He said, "Your dishwasher is listening and watching to you." And, of course, we were telling people that. It was in the literature a decade before that they were going to that. People said, "You're nuts. That's not Wired magazine." They even had mainstream news articles that came out and said, "Jones claims your dishwasher's watching and listening to you." even though he'd already said it, they wanted to try to discredit it. But now it's admitted. Everything is about a stealth attack. That's what the globalists are up to. That's what the globalists are doing. Now, for the rest of the hour, Jakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo are going to be here in studio with me. Just briefly, I want to let you know that we are listener-supported. Everything we're able to do, the nightly news, the films, the syndicated radio / TV show, the Sunday broadcast, of course, 4 to 6 p.m., all of what we do at InfoWars, the investigative reports in print, the films, it's all funded by great folks like you. We now have free shipping on orders above $50 on everything from the water filtration systems to DNA Force to the We Will Never Surrender new Second Amendment shirts, you name it. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com is a subpage that has all of our great nutraceuticals. I'm offering 25% off on DNA Force, and I just talked to Buckley during the break. He said that it will be sold out by tomorrow at about noon at the current sales rate. And so I will tell you that it will be sold out by tomorrow at the 25% off rate. We're going to hold back a little bit. That's why we're going to also sell out so quick, because in the next few weeks we're going to come out with auto ship. And so we now have to hold back. We can never completely sell out of something again. And we have to hold back a little bit for people that are signed up for auto ship. But technically, which isn't available yet, by the way. It won't be available for a while, but we're going to start holding some stuff back because it may be sold out for up to 5 to 6 weeks. It's being procured and manufactured right now here in the USA. Amazing product, our flagship, highest quality, true nutraceutical at way below nutraceutical prices. We just cut out the big medical clinic gouging that goes on. It's available. Great way to introduce yourself to it. 175 clinical studies on just one ingredient, the BioPQQ, that's been proven to regrow nerves. I mean, wow. Other products we have, aren't like, have ingredients from Mitsubishi America and stuff. They got great ingredients. It's just that, they're not super advanced like this, some of them. But with this, we can actually say these type of amazing things about it. Look, you got to... deficiency in iodine, you're going to have all sorts of problems. You don't have vitamin C, you're going to get scurvy. But a lot of these things are inexpensive. We just give you the highest quality. Some of our products are $9.95. This is more because it's $14,000 a kilo just for the BioPQQ that goes into here. So, again, get a bottle of this for yourself. Discover why it's so powerful. Read the rave reviews at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and know that whether it works for you or not, and, again, it's amazing. Chances are, I'd give it my, dead reckoning, 99% chance you're going to see some major effects, especially if you've been deficient in things. But regardless, you're funding this operation, so it's a total win-win. So thank you all for your support. We salute you, and thank you, and God bless you. Now, shifting gears. Obviously, we have Professor Francis Boyle, the author of the Worldwide Biological Weapons Treaty, joining us. He says Zika has every evidence that it is a bioweapon produced, and he says the prime suspects are the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that are super above top secret and the front line of publicly saying they're going to release mosquitoes full of everything on us. Vaccines, you don't want to take them, we're going to do it. Nanotech, we're going to do it. We're going to go over all those articles. That's coming up. But shifting into the circus, because the circus really matters, is Donald Trump last night and his event that did win, did dominate, did take over, did get most of the press. We'll see if it works, though, with the people of Iowa. That remains to be seen. I'll say this. I like honoring the veterans. I thought some of it was interesting, but I would have liked to hear other policies. I understand it was, quote, about veterans and about raising money for them, but it did get a little over the top with a bunch of USA chanting, because I just hear that, and I think we're going to blame Iraq and go invade them or something. Some of it set wrong with me, but overall I'd give it an A. The Republican debate that I watched some of live was incredibly boring. I watched more of it last night and this morning, and I think Rand Paul won overall. Way too much time to Kasich, way too much time to Jeb, way too much time to Rubio, trying to prop them up, hoping somebody gets out in front of Trump. Regardless, Trump is a big populist move here, and he is a manifestation of the populist movement. He is a manifestation that we're angry, we're upset. Congress has a 9% approval rating in a Gallup poll earlier this week, and several others. The U.S. public thinks the government's the number one threat. So it's a manifestation of that, in my view. Now, I love these reporters because this isn't a cult, folks, like, you know, Fox or CNN where they all agree with each other. Leanne's going to give you her unfettered view. So is Jakari Jackson. We're going to go through some of these clips. Go ahead, Jakari, Leanne, whoever wants to go first.
Oh, when we look at the clips from last night, I want to start, guys, with the Chris Christie clip where he's talking about Hillary Clinton is not qualified. You know, I'm not a big Chris Christie fan. You know, he says he wants to shoot down Russian jets like he's duck hunting. He has done some good things that I like he's pardoned people over bogus gun charges. He's done other things I like. But there's plenty about the guy that I don't like. But in this particular clip that we're going to see, he's talking about the NSA and then moves on to talk about how Mrs. Clinton is not qualified to be the leader of this country. I guess guys are still getting that one.
Well, let me tell you something. I do believe that the vote on NSA made the country less safe. But let me tell you what the country should really be worried about. I watched that town hall meeting with the Democrats the other night, and I heard Hillary Clinton ask a direct question by an Iowan, and that's what Iowans like to do. They like to ask direct questions. And they asked about her email situation. And here's what she said to the American people. She did it for convenience. For her convenience. She put America's secrets at risk for her convenience. She put American intelligence officers at risk for her convenience. She put American strategy at risk for her convenience. Let me tell you who's not qualified to be President of the United States, Chris. Hillary Rodham Clinton did that to our country. She is not qualified to be President of the United States.
Yeah, but he starts off talking about the NSA as well, you know, and I'm not a big fan of them. So. Yeah. It's a love-hate relationship. Well, it's not even really a love. It's a
you're not a fan of folks illegally spying on everything you do and then bringing in ISIS terrorists?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that at all, no.
What else really caught your eye?
Also, the Ted Cruz clip. He says, if you guys ask me one more mean question. And the thing that interests me about this, you know, anybody watched the debate last night, no, I'm not a huge Donald Trump supporter, but, you know, he originally criticized Donald Trump for not going to the debate. He was like, whoa, Donald Trump says Megyn Kelly may ask him a mean question. Yay. So and then he comes back, he says, if you guys ask me another mean question, I'll just walk off the stage. Now, had he just walked off the stage and said, this is a joke, this is a complete bull, I think they should have did that many debates back. It was on
Do you think that this is tongue-in-cheek, though? I kind of saw it as both.
Well, we can watch it again and analyze it and see what's going on.
Yeah, let's play that Cruz clip.
Note that the last four questions have been, Rand, please attack Ted. Marco, please attack Ted. Chris, please attack Ted. Jeb, please attack Ted. Let me just say this.
It is a debate, sir.
Well, no, a debate actually is a policy issue, but I will say this. Gosh, if you guys ask one more mean question, I may have to leave the stage.
I think it's tough.
Any voter is going to make in this election is who's best prepared to be
people
commander.
People like Chris, he's obviously super smart, really good linguist. He loves double statements, double entendres.
He is a debater.
This country safe. That is what this debate is all about. And I would suggest let's stay focused on those issues rather than just attacks directed at each other.
I think the questions were about issues. But Senator Rubio,
I was mentioning.
Kelly is very pretty, but she does look too skinny now.
She will. Rand's like, I would like to respond. She doesn't even look over in his direction. Everyone just ignores him.
And only because I got into how she looks last night as a joke. She's a very elegant, very beautiful woman. I think she's trying to look too masculine now, as if a woman with long hair can't be smart. And I think she's getting too skinny and borderline anorexic, and I'm worried about her because if the TV puts like 10, 15, 20 pounds on you, she looks too little now on TV. What's your view?
Well, I think she's a beautiful woman. I don't know. And I like her with short hair because I think that she can afford better hair extensions. So I'm glad she finally did it.
There you go. But you're not getting rid of your Wonder Woman hair. All right, let's get serious. I'm just doing some fun stuff because I'll go crazy if I don't. All work and no play makes me go crazy. Leanne, what clips you want to get to? What you think of this?
Well, I wanted to respond to something that Jakari, his first clip with Hillary's for her convenience, because as we know, one of the big things is her emails. And this is going to be a huge thing for her if she gets indicted, if she does happen to become the Democratic frontrunner. And so for her convenience, the state is going to release her emails after the Iowa caucuses for her convenience.
This is a point I haven't really made, but I've studied spycraft, a lot of history on it, talked to a lot of top spies. The way a lot of times people will sell info to the Russians or the Israelis or the Chinese, you know, more these days, not mainly Russia, is they throw it in the trash, and then it's not really looked at. Then they were just careless with something. you know, if the Russians go grab their trash off the corner or whatever. So for her, the head of the State Department, she was in the CIA when she was 18 out of high school. OK, that's when they recruited people back then, right through college. We know they were CIA in England and Europe. They infiltrated left wing groups. That's what Obama did. He was CIA. That's come out. And so she's CIA trained for 40 something years, you know, since she was 18. OK, a high level spy, basically was the president under Bill Clinton. I mean, she ran more stuff than him. She knows all about it. She knows the Israelis were targeting them, blackmailing them. So for her to have this email server to be doing this, clearly she knew foreign governments were getting in. And clearly, clearly she was violating the law, has been caught doing it, and was probably selling information to be paid later to the foundation, is my view. Unless, I don't want to give her an out, unless they got a high level national intelligence decree, which I don't think Congress would authorize for her to leak fake information via that. But the Russians and people are so smart, they would know if it was fake or probably tainted all because of it. This is over the top that they did this. And the fact that they think the public doesn't understand it just shows how dumb they think we are. Well, let me tell you, the intelligence agencies understand it. I mean, it is illegal for them to use an unauthorized device. It is illegal when you're in the cabinet to do anything that isn't. I mean, in France, they send it through pneumatic tube to each other, you know, like you go to the bank, because they don't want anybody seeing the info. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, and also the fact that, you know, when Richard Reeves confronted her about using her email, even after she knew that it was hacked, and she said, it's a lie, it's false. We reported years ago, a couple years ago, when Guccifer had released all those emails and from Sidney Blumenthal, and it didn't say her name, but that's who she was going back and forth speaking with. Now he's, what, in a Romanian prison or something?
And he's a listener.
Yeah, so he released these emails from the person who was giving her all of this intel.
And by the way, Guccifer said
she continued to use the email, though.
He didn't believe in the world government, the conspiracy, till he got in everybody's email. And he said there's a planetary government, they're taking over, eugenics, they're putting stuff in the food and water. They went and locked his butt up, and they said, no, this is real info you got.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, he gets in their emails, I'm not killing you and your family.
So right there where she, again, said, it's a lie. It's a complete lie. I didn't, it wasn't hacked. I mean, the evidence is there, and that was like New York Times, all sorts of people reported.
Well, if John P. Holdren and Paul Ehrlich will write a book in 1974, the year I was born, 42 years ago, and brag about, we'll put stuff in the water to lower their fertility and all this stuff, what do you think's in their emails?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, if you publish a book admitting that, I wonder what else is there, Jakari.
Yeah. She said it was just her yoga practice.
Jakari, I don't say this because you're, you know, African-American. I ask you this as an American because I'm scared seeing it happen. I know they've done it to every group. But, I mean, Tuskegee, 45 years secretly giving black people in the South syphilis when they go into medical clinics. The evil, the anti-human viciousness of that. I mean, we have all these documents. You see them. Do you think folks should be a little worried about vaccines and things the government gives us with this history?
Well, the issue is that people have been so conditioned to just accept. Yeah, and I was thinking, actually, think about this last night, because if you think about something like cough syrup or over-the-counter pill, they say on the bottle, if you start experiencing symptoms from this, stop taking it immediately and go see a doctor. Once you get that injection into your body, you can't go see a doctor. But they have people so conditioned. Because even the debate is, if vaccines were bad, if anything was wrong with the vaccine at all, I'm not saying they're inherently bad, but they do have bad properties, like we saw the kids in Syria die after taking the vaccine.
Well, they taint them. They jack them.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with going to a clinic. You know, the folks in Alabama thought they were going to get medical treatment. They were shooting them up with syphilis. Obviously, you know, a Band-Aid isn't bad, but if they put, you know, plague on it, it is, Jakari.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, they got people so conditioned to not even question the vaccine. Because even when you see people like the girl in Katie Kirk, who got sick from the vaccine, they have a doctor sitting right next to her say, oh, these are so statistically rare. Even if they are, people need to have the right to know that. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's statistically rare that, you know, your car could eat cigarettes. You know, I just saw it on Drudge or some other site, the e-cigarette blew up in some kid's face. Even if that's statistically rare, people need to know that that is possible.
Possibility.
Absolutely. I want to go to a clip, and Leanne's got some clips.
Well, this was one of the clips that we have kind of been asking this question with Rand Paul running. Why didn't he align himself fully with Ron Paul supporters, the people that propped up his dad? And so this was something that they actually asked him about last night at the debate. Did he make a mistake not aligning himself with his father?
Do we have that clip? Because there's so many here.
I think it's Rand Paul goes after Cruz on NSA and the Fed.
All right, we're going to go ahead and play that clip right now, and I'm going to skip this break. Go ahead.
You're definitely not in the establishment category. But at the beginning of this campaign, you said you were your own man when asked about your father, former Texas congressman and three-time presidential candidate Ron Paul. Senator Cruz's campaign is out with a video saying that Cruz is the intellectual and political heir to your father's 2012 campaign and the Liberty Movement. And your father now says that it's realistic that Donald Trump will be your party's nominee. So did you make a mistake by not fully, more fully, embracing your father politically at the beginning of this campaign?
You know, I've always had a great deal of respect. There's probably no person I respect more in the country or in recent history than my father. I think he was probably the most honest man in politics that we've ever seen in a generation. And so in no way have I ever said that I don't embrace my father or love my father or appreciate everything that he's done for the country. I think what's interesting about where that liberty vote goes that my father brought to the Republican Party is I don't think they're necessarily going to go for Ted. You know, Ted didn't show up. We had an audit the Fed vote, which was the biggest thing my dad had been advocating for 30 years. Ted didn't have time to show up. He was the only Republican who didn't show up for it. And so I think that vote is going to stay in the Paul household. I think more of it's coming and it's going to grow. The NSA is another big issue. Ted said he was for, you know, NSA reform, but then he told Marco Rubio, oh, no, you know, I voted for the bill because I'm for the government collecting 100% of your cell phone records. I don't think Ted can have it both ways. They want to say they're getting some of the liberty vote, but we don't see it happening at all. We think we're going to do very well in Iowa with the liberty vote.
So Senator Cruz, your response to that?
Correctly, but that's one thing I'm really getting tired of. I'm seeing it on Twitter, all this. There's a bunch of articles out today. Oh, you know, I don't trust Ted Cruz, or my gut instinct tells me he's a snake in the grass, but just because you wouldn't go have a beer with him doesn't mean he's going to be the best. No, so many people do not trust him, and then just the fact that they say, well, he's the most conservative, but then he doesn't show up for votes.
Here's the deal. He really wanted on this show because I was going up against the known CIA dirty end of things, in my view, here in Texas, David Dewhurst. I mean, I've met David Dewhurst many times. I know David Dewhurst. I've been out at the Capitol a lot. I've run into him. He's very uncomfortable. We're in the same restaurant. He is a scary guy. And he was on the end of the CIA with the Nazis down in South America. And that's come out. I mean, he with Klaus Barbie. Okay. So I supported Ted Cruz because his rhetoric was good, but he only held one state position before that. I didn't like the Goldman Sachs background of his wife, the CFR connection, but I said, look, anybody at that level is going to be, you know, recruited by that. So, you know, he's not been there 20 years. Let's see what he does. And since then, he's voted well. He's done well. He has a good record. I overall like him. They've kind of twisted some of the NSA stuff. So I don't just sit there and say, I don't trust him because he's so smooth, so slick, you know, an eloquent guy. I'm not intimidated, you know, by smart, masculine people. That said, you know, there is something a little cold about him to the point of, you know, getting a little creepy. And I get that. The thing about Trump is he's goofy, he's funny, he's also dominant, but he feels accessible. That's kind of like I am, folks have told me. So, again, but I just can't go off that. I don't have a bad feeling about Cruz. I think Cruz could go either way. I think deep down he wants to be a libertarian. He is a patriot. He is anti-communist. That is where his roots come from. He was involved at the time he was 14, you know, giving anti-communist speeches, just like my dad was, you know, for the John Birch Society and groups. I mean, my dad was on radio in Dallas, you know, doing anti-communist speeches when he was 16, got recruited into Plan 2 at UT. That's when he found out about, whoa, the shadow government. They tried to recruit him. He didn't get recruited. A lot of the other family did. And I've not made any secrets about that. I don't know all the stuff that went on, and I don't want to know. But, you know, Buckley was like in command bases when he was in a kid being attacked in Guatemala by communist rebels. I mean, you know, my family has fought for this country, fought against communists, and I know what it means when people say I've been up against communists and I am against the globalists. But at the same time, I think Cruz is willing behind the scenes to kind of work both sides with the elites, and I think they know that, and that's why they don't want him.
Hmm.
So that's my I'm ranting. Jakari?
Oh, I agree. He could go either way. I'm not convinced 100% either way and what his true intentions are. He has done good things that we have documented in the past. He's also done some questionable things here recently.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I know a lot of us here support Rand Paul, and you don't have to go, well, you know, but he didn't do that. The only thing that discourages me with Rand Paul is that he didn't fully align himself with his dad and his dad's support.
Absolutely. And I'm going to say this about Rand Paul. Again, I've known him for 20 years since his dad was first running for Congress again after his one term in the 80s. And I would have him on. He's a great guy. We've interviewed him here in Austin, interviewed him on air. And a really nice guy to have dinner with. Really smart. Maybe even smarter than his dad. Maybe almost too smart in that he did kind of try to go, not be anti-establishment or establishment, kind of in the middle and kind of be Ron Paul White, and purposefully didn't use his dad's face, didn't use his dad's apparatus, and listened to a bunch of Republican insiders that basically advised him to do things that really hamstrung him. And so I don't want to get into a bunch of inside baseball, but that question from the Fox, I forget the reporter's name, Dano, absolutely is on target.
Right. Yeah, and they just wanted to point that out, which I think was important. And he could have been bold that way, you know, by saying, no, this is, I am for the Liberty vote. There's only one candidate up here that is going to get the Liberty vote.
Sure. Now, let's get to some of these other clips. I want to go to something I really like Rand Paul saying in the War on Drugs clip. Rand Paul says war on drugs disproportionately affecting African Americans. And this is one of the biggest true racisms you can find.
Right.
Proven. That just undoubtedly with sentencing that blacks in this country get 2 to 3 to 4 times, depending on the state, but also with the feds, longer sentences for the exact same drugs. That is, A white 17-year-old gets caught with cocaine, she gets probation. A black 17-year-old male gets caught the first time, he gets, you know, 5 years in jail, gets out in 2 years with a full degree in criminal activity because he can't get another job now. He might as well go, because that's what happens when you go to prison.
Right.
Okay, I mean, I've been in juvenile hall a few times growing up for fighting, and they always drop the charges because I didn't start it, but you'd be in there 4 or 5 days waiting for court. And the people tell you, you're going to join our gang and our criminal group, or we're going to, you know, stab you later, you know, tonight when you're up there having to, you know, wash clothes, you know, on the fifth floor. And by the way, you're going to come in the shower with us. And I said, well, you're going to have to fight to the death. But I mean, I was just in there a few times for a few days. You get stuck in there for 2 years. You come out whacked out, folks, on average.
Right.
And that's my biggest. I want to get Jakari's take on that and yours too, Leanne. But here it is. Rand Paul says war on drugs disproportionately affecting African Americans. Here it is.
You know, I've supported legislation to allow body cameras. I've been to Ferguson. I've been trying to look for solutions to our criminal justice problem. One thing I discovered in Ferguson was that a third of the budget for the city of Ferguson was being reaped by civil fines. People were just being fined to death. Now, you and I and many of the people in this audience, if we get a $100 fine, we can survive it. If you're living on the edge of poverty, you get a $100 fine or your car towed, a lot of times you lose your job. I also think the war on drugs is disproportionate affected our African-American community, and what we need to do is make sure that the war on drugs is equal protection under the law and that we don't unfairly incarcerate another generation of young African-American males. In Ferguson, for every 100 African-American women, there are only 60 African-American men. Drug use is about equal between white and black, but our prisons, 3 out of 4 people in prison are black or brown. I think something has to change. I think it's a big thing that our party needs to be part of, and I've been a leader in Congress on trying to bring about criminal justice reform.
I'll go further. I just say decriminalize it. I mean, you can, you know, buy something at the grocery store that'll bomb you out of your brain.
Right.
You don't go to jail for 20 years for it. I just say decriminalize it. What's your view?
Yeah, I like what he said, but I do agree with what you added on there. If we could just do away or at least impactfully lessen the war on drugs, these harsh sentences, the things that they are coming after people for. And we all know, you know, it's a lot of this stuff is coming over the border. El Chapo, all these guys bringing all this stuff in. Meanwhile, we're giving them guns, you know, giving them 50 caliber rifles so they can bring it over more effectively. So it's a big thing. It goes all the way around. We talked to Rick Ross, Gary Webb, all the people who documented how these things get into the country in the first place. So, yeah, I agree with Rand, but let's take it a step further and knock down these stiff penalties for the war on drugs.
Leanne?
Well, Hillary's trying to come out saying that she's for the African-American vote and that this is the same thing with her. She's so concerned it's disproportionately affects the African-American community. When, you know, a decade or so ago, she was saying how her husband's well-thought-out plan, yeah, it's tough, but it's...
He launched the modern war on drugs, and they were actually at Mena. I'm going to read the eyewitnesses bringing drugs in.
Right.
Oh, I mean, listen, the Clintons, folks, used to run for president with the rebel flag as their symbol. I'm not bashing the rebel flag, but then they say ban it. I mean, these people are sick Dixie Mafia.
Right.
And, you know, one thing about Dixie Mafia, folks, when they're not in the Mafia, they're wearing pointed white hats. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. And I'm not saying they're clean.